Well, it says item and olive go to the bottom, about 10 marks from the bottom. The Gemara says that when the Tzoylim are in someone else's employ, so they're obligated, as the Rambam writes, a firm clear market to call Kaifat. The Tzoylim who is engaged by someone else needs to put in the best of his choices for the qualifiers, and if he doesn't, then he goes on the neighbor, if he gets paid. And he goes on the neighbor.
That he couldn't get, they couldn't finish 3 letters a day, and I'm so talented, and I'm getting paid the same as the previous worker, and I put out 25 letters a day, but I can do 50 letters a day. I shouldn't say, look, I'm doing much more than the one before, I'm getting the same time, I have to work so much for this. He says, no, I'll put on a cleave, rather than before contract. Every worker who's employed by someone else is pleased to pay to the test of his ability. He's not pleased to go crazy to get another breakdown over the job, but he's pleased to work to the best of his ability.
So the Rambam stresses how much the Chachamim will not be that the Torah has to put in the full time working for the Balabas. So he says, look, the Chachamim parted them from Chazaras Hashat, they parted them from Zuchin, they parted them from benching the Hosea of Hamozi. And one gives them the right to have it that they parted them from saying a Zucha of Hamozi, saying a Bichas Hanenin before you eat the food. There's two gears in the Gemara, whether Ein Mevarchim Lefaneha, or it should say that it is Mevarchim Lefaneha. Whether they don't say Bichas Hanenin, because all Bichas Hanenin is one of the Rabbanon, that they relieve them from fasting, that they shouldn't waste, no matter how long does it take to say Hamozi Lefaneha, they relieve them from reciting the Bracha Shal Lefaneha, know that they should gobble down their food, and they should get back to work. They shouldn't waste time saying the Bracha Shal Lefaneha. And eventually afterwards, the Gemara quotes a brisa that they were mistaken that they should combine together the brachas. Instead of a trip I make, the Gemara says later on, Daphne brought his own Gemara born on Mavda Raisa, because they did away with the Gemara. A trip I make, the Torah don't have to say it all. But even the first three brachas that are there, right? The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken as one of Sakon, Yeshua Benun, was mistaken, no brachas. You shouldn't think Yeshua Benun was mistaken, even sign the Rabbanan. Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken in Hazan of Hakomim because that was their right to. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mistaken in Hazan of Hakomim because that was their right to. So the head says, no, it's all their right to. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet. He says, V'rachnas Hashem HaKech HaLoes HaTor V'Shem HaSamo. So the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet. It was common. They're going to get Eretz Yisrael. What did they get? Food. They ate the money. So they ate the food. You have to say Hazan of Hakom. You have to thank the Rabbanu for the food. When they crossed over the Yad Negad Eretz Yisrael, so Shubin Nun had it, be mistaken in Musa, to fulfill the king of their righteous. If you want to get Eretz Yisrael, then you have to thank the Rabbanu for Eretz Yisrael. And later, when they made the Bikam Inga, so they were mistaken in Musa, to say, Bracha to Yerushalayim. It's also not going to pass it. The Yachas HaShem HaKerach HaHoret HaTayv HaShem HaSalat the Gemara says HaTayv was the Yerushalayim Shememar VaHor HaTayv HaZev HaHalvonai. So the Bracha on Yerushalayim is also their right. So Shem HaShem held later on in Andaf Nebog that Alam Michia is also their right. And Achleik is 2 days in the Chaber. But Alam Michia is their right, so Alam Michia is only the Rabbanah. So the old Alam Michia is their right there. So there's no Chilu Kilo between Alam Michia and Bichas HaMazna. The Gemara seems to say that Bichas HaMazna is something special. It says Lechem. Eretz Asher, Eretz Hashem. Think of the Shalom again, and say the Bereen, and then they shall be in the Shalom. And then the Shalom is in the Shalom. The Gemara says, the Shalom is in the Shalom. The Gemara says, the Shalom is in the Shalom. The one who goes on Lechem doesn't go back. And Eretz Chit and the Shalom get in the Shalom. So the simple shot in the Gemara is, that I'll give them by a free, I'll give them a raise, I'll give them a raise, I'll give them a all of that is love their right. The only thing that's their right is Lechem. It wasn't because there is 60 clean and it says there is a shalom of the same as Chabalah. So there is a second time, so that shows that the halt of the Shalom of the Rakhs only goes on the left and it doesn't go back on the Shiva Tamid. So that's the simple shot. But if you hold that Allah Yichin and Allah Yichin and Allah Gethin is also their right, so what does it mean to say 60 clean? So it only goes back to Lechem, so the Rajbo explains. When you have Lechem, you're obligated to recite three separate brachas. And one of the called one bracha.
and the bracha on Eretz Yisrael, separate bracha, and the bracha on Yerushalayim, the third, separate, three separate brachas. And if you had Eretz, the third of Gethard and Tehran Marimah, all things say b'chalta b'chalta b'chalta, there's a din of b'chalfam bracha achrenu b'reisah. Sorry, the Pashas is the Gemara is only a minik, it's not even a drabbana. A bracha achrenu b'chalta b'chalta. That's what the Gemara calls b'loy kulum. The Gemara has a b'reisah, and it says if you eat something, so before you eat it, you say this bracha, and afterwards, hey, the bracha lava like lum. So the Gemara goes, what's our lava like lum? They said, because the kufa sat on it, and they said, like lum. They didn't say any bracha afterwards. The Gemara says, in the end of Ketum of Rachman, the land's that. So the Gemara says, Puk Chazim Hayam Adibar. The last stick of the Gemara, then Hamer Aleph, right before the Mishnah there. The Gemara says, Puk Chazim Hayam Adibar. The meaning is that you say, Gorin Aparshas on everything. But the Gemara goes and says, from the Gemara's Mashal, that it's only a meaning. The whole idea of saying Gorin Aparshas. After a drink and after eating chicken and so on, it's only a myth. How do we try and disagree? This is only going out like that, based on the myth. But our Gethin or our Eich, Bala Michio, that a whole group of Shadim hold that that's the nicest. So how do they read the Gemara? The Gemara says, there are 60 Koreans, and they say, no, if you have Lechem, Eretz Yisraelot Zizkenes Tachalto Lechem, Echalto Vesulat Zirachto, if you have Lechem, you have to recite Gimel Brocha Shul Prodes, a Brocha Azana Shakol, Brocha Mezul Lecha Sefet, and a separate Brocha in Yerushalayim. If you have Chit of Yisrael, the Gethin, and Tehni Vim, and one of those, and you can include all of the themes in one Brocha. But that's the kasha that basically seems to hold like that on Animo. The next basis on the Daf, say, Gaina Manal, it seems to hold like that Shita, that by Birchas HaMot and their Reis, Alva Lechem, it is required to say three separate brachas. Shaitan says, if I have bread, and by mistake I said Allah Michel, but I'd be able to be the Eber Anah. If you'd be able to be the Eber Anah, because Allah Michel is Mayen Sholesh, it's in a bridged form, has all the themes of the three brachas. It doesn't have all the things exactly. It doesn't mention Brit and Torah. If you want the things it doesn't mention, so Hukin. So who had that on? The Gemara says, he didn't say Brit. You have to say, no, you look up Brit, because I'm coming to the Torah, because I'm coming to the Torah, because I'm coming to the Torah, because I'm coming to the Torah. So the Gemara says, he didn't say that, you're not here. So that's Mishnah, but you have to say Brit and Torah and Hukin, that's only the Rabbanah. So let's say, he'll say, Allah, Mishnah, but the Gemara says, in the right of Birchat HaMaz, no, no. So some Hashem hold yes, but the result in the right is you have to say three distinct brachas. And so it's the sheet over here, it's like that Rashba, it says no, the Pharisee no. That if you say Alamichim instead of Birchas HaMazon, you will not be able to say the din the right of Birchas HaMazon. Why not? Because you have to say three distinct brachas. The same thing as Akashim, if you need three separate brachas from Akashim to bread, the Hakana Chachana make a Tachana, that the fire limb who are in someone else's employ, could be Makatzer, nor not the cheat from the Balabot. No, that they shouldn't take too long for the benching. The little Takana, they combine the second and the third bracha together. If you combine the second and the third, they say, Azana Sakol, Vishwagusa, and the second and third bracha, they blend together. So it says, Akash, if you blend together, you have to get in the right of benching. And it says, Azana Garani, you're not here. What do you do when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos? What do you want to do when Sukkot falls down on Shabbos? You don't shake a mover. How can you do that? So the answer is, yes, Shabbat, you're not going to call me. Not going to call me. Shabbat, you're not going to call me. So that's the same thing. You're not doing that there by not benching. You're just not fulfilling the mitzvah. So the Chachamim felt that it's so important to teach this lesson, that workers should not cheat on a job, that they should put in Afra Allah Mukhid Allah and Bukhul Kankar. They should put in the best...
I thought because you did something you ate, so you have to make a bracha.
Okay.
The four brachas are for you, right?
Yes.
So what you're saying is
that
the bracha
achrayna
is not a
chiyuv,
but
a mitzvah.
You're only
oizer
on a mitzvah.
It's the same thing. Okay, the bracha before some shalom hold is the mitzvah. eat food without having said properly before.
He
said, we don't pass him like that. We talk to these other marshals, see them all. What he really means is that it's a mitzvah to recite the bracha. And if you didn't do the mitzvah, then it's parech and tazah aveh. But then the parech is not there. It really starts off as just an akilinus for a minus. He said, one is an akilinus, it's forbidden to do any mitzvah, but it's forbidden to do aveh or tzedah. So when he eats food, you're allowed to eat food. One is an akilinus, he's allowed to eat food. Before the Kvura, he should make a note on the phone. Before the Kvura, he's not allowed to do mitzvah, but he's not allowed to do aveh. So when he wants to eat food, because he has to say a bracha and then and take off the ether of eating food without a bracha, and he said, no, there's no aveira. It's a mitzvah to say a bracha tanen. If you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, if you're mechuyif, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, then you did something wrong, like a person that didn't daven, like a person that didn't like, a person that didn't say Krishna. But he's not mechuyif because he's an ayin, and he's not mechuyif then there's nothing wrong. But we pass the Shulchan Aruch like the Rav Hashem that the ayin doesn't say any bracha tanen. But the Benshi, he has to look, that's for sure he won the Yom Kippur. Sure the Yom Kippur doesn't say the Benshi Yom Kippur. Yes, you're not about to the mitzvah. Look, another thing, you're not obligated to wear a four-corner crown in order to become a mitzvah. Or is that if you wear, that's a different thing. If you're not wearing a full color garment, is gone.
The same thing as putting on
pants? No. If you're wearing a talus with four corners and you don't have
right
pants, that's the same as not putting on pants. If you're wearing a garment that has four corners, then you're mechuyif to put on tzitzis. We mentioned the Medrash. The Medrash says that there are two Gehenims for Baal HaTanukos. There's a Gehenim Shalosh and a Gehenim Shalshelos. So the people who violate Averis, the Kumi Yashay, they burn in the Gehenim Shel Eish. And the people who are Mevatim, that's what they're saying, they were lazy, so they're going to freeze in the Gehenim Shel Shel.
You don't need a separate
bracha.
You don't need a separate
bracha. Yeah. Yeah. You can include all the three themes. That Muslim and Eretz Yisrael Yisrael were one brother. It's only because Rabbanan, when the Chachamim were misakin over this Choy, so they were misakin in this Avention as three brothers. Whether or not they're ready, you can say they were one brother.
And how do they intend to do the
Alam Mishnah, the Chachamim, and the Alechon, 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 and and Rabbi Shem said no, that Alam Michi is also their right, it says also, Eretz Kikri is going to get an entail of him and the Chasim is not going to on everything. But since Eretz Kikri in the Sigmar of Rosh and Amen Brach says Eretz Kikri is going to be the Chal Barach, he says again Eretz. Before the Chasim is not going to be after, it says Iraq, it goes back on Lechem. In the full sense that you need three distinct prophets. And it goes back on the Chisah of the Sarah of Gath and the Tain of the Rimline, that you need these three things, but it doesn't have to be in three different prophets. It can be included in one prophet. Even if a person ate cake and he doesn't remember, he said, "Alam Michi Amar." The fact is that even if Alam Michi is the rice, it's only the rice that he ate today clear. We talk about great goofy. It's only the rice that he ate today clear. So let's say a person had a drink of wine. If he drank a whole bottle of wine and he's full, so then you have a machloek as well, Alam Gethin is the rice. Just had a drink of wine, one would be the wine. Some of that is sugar, he's only his own giraffe bottle. If a person had a lot of cake, that's only like this. Let's say a person has oatmeal cereal. And he has 10 pounds of oatmeal cereal. He never says bench. You can only bench if you have pot. If you have this pot, and this pot of the kismet. Tas is what we call bread, and then the tas of the kismet is what we call cake. But it's also lechem, it's also tas. So the Yisrael might be lechem in the heart. Okay. So sometimes we stuff on the tas of the kismet, and a loaf of cake. It is a loaf. It's on the one hand it is pot, but it's pot that you eat as a snack. Then the Gemara has a din, and if you prepare food, then it becomes a mercy, which is killing your time, which is some other. No, what? So what if you have, let's say, Vitina, Farina, spaghetti, weenie, something like that, Cheerio, something like that, and you eat the time of it. So that never becomes a mercy. It doesn't have a skill of power. It's never kind of a social power. It's not left hand. It's not even possible for the kids to be burning them dead. So that's the place of Rishayim. If you have a ton of Vitina, and your mom is full. You eat up a whole box of wheaties and you're full. Yes, today's for you. So then with the Hamas and with Allah Mikhi, you'd be there right to the Rabbana. That's enough reason. If you had taken today's for you, Allah would be there right to the Rabbana. Then it would be different from all the Mamas. Then it would be different from all the Mamas.
There's a way of
No, you only get to Alamichia there with the right to have cake. If you have bread, then it would be their right. A lechem means not possible because lechem means real house. Then it'll be, you'll require three brothers to their right. If it's part of the kitchen, you're only allowed to give them right. No, that's not the design level. That's only by the fashion. By the fashion? By the fashion, no. Some people work with the premise that if you eat, the sheet they're going to keep them. The Mishnah says, a people are hot shellac if you ate cooked vegetables. The heat is very low. And that tells you what, that's the heat every day. So the kibbutz says in the Mishnah that you have to bench. So we don't pass much of the kibbutz. And some people think that that's the din. So if you eat a whole meal, even if you didn't have any bread, you have to bench with the mother. According to the kibbutz, that's the din. So we don't pass much of the kibbutz if you have a kibbutz. We pass much other things that the kibbutz says. Whatever makes a decision not their right. The last drop, if the bottom rock in the Shalim home name, then you say, Akira, Dina, Akina, Adirin, Borrego, Borrego, and send him to America, tell them, make it like all that, and say, don't make it. So the Gemara proves that that's only the Rabbanon from the fact that the Torah leave it out completely.
Right.
I say, don't make it like their right. Because they have to cash it. According to our faith, that you need Minotaur, you have to, Genshin has to consist of three separate weapons. And still in the case when the Fayalim are working, they're not self enforced. When they work for the Paul Bye. So they're mid Rabbanan, they're on the stock and they should combine the second and third bracha. And Tay says, how can you do it? They're not yet to benching. So Tay says, I'm not going to get to benching with the right. It's like the Chacham made the Chacham that you shouldn't listen to Kiyas and Rosh Hashanah when the Paul Bye on Shabbos. And you shouldn't bench Shabbos when the first day Sukkot is called on Shabbos. You ain't got me a Chacham like a Dabbana Tabbi Shabbos Yaltaz. In fact, if you can make that Kashi, he has no service. The happening must prove that Hatzeba Meisid is not their right, from the fact that the Chacham leave it out. Even if it would have been their right, the Chacham had the right to leave it out also, Yishkabla. So the belt says that the terrorist is, they wouldn't have left it out. They would have combined it. They would have combined the second and third with the fourth prophet. It is my Gemara.
No.
Someone has to cash it. If you're not getting to the benching, somebody else has to minute ago, no? If Tosha says that you're not getting to the benching with the right unless you say the benching at the ego and brother, so leave it out to cash it. So what do you gain to leave it? So let him not say it at all. So the answer is no. You know, on the level of the right, it's equivalent. It's the same thing, but I said if he doesn't say benching at all, or he says, Hazanah Sakal, the first bracha, and he combines the second and the third. On the level of the right, it's Kiyu, he didn't bench it all. That's still Madhu Rabbanah, they didn't want that the Pharaoh shouldn't bench it all. Even though Chazal thinks that he should bench, he didn't say anything. But still Madhu Rabbanah, they didn't want that he shouldn't. They wanted to see to it that they go back to do the work. And they wanted to relieve them from benching. No, not to relieve them from Legamre. So they only capture the second and first bracha together. But to delete Legamre, the whole Torah Meitiv, it meant that they deleted Legamre. So that's how it happened. That's how they did it. If it would have been the right, they wouldn't have deleted it. They would have combined it together. They would have blended them in with the second and the third bracha.
That's
good. Yeah. That was the Gemara Sechach. But the Lechaka wasn't for the fact that it was the right that you're not Yerzeh, how can it be that you're not Yerzeh, so you're scared to be asking, how can you lock up the door shave out time, so that you're not Yerzeh? If they did it anyway, that you're not Yerzeh then.
Why is
the Lechaka,
the
terrorist,
the Lechaka, 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 the Lechaka,
But you're still not great. But that's the sheet is that you're still not great to judge the likes unless you say three separate brothers. Well, Zana Sakal and Nagalok has to be separate, and Yerushalayim has to be separate. The Tesis says, how are they great? They say, Sakarat great. They're not terrible, Sakarat great. Some of the Rabbana, they said they should. So the same is not saying at all, so what are we about to say anything? Same with the Rabbana, they insist that they should say in a bridge for.
Why is it always so flat and all these years, and not so flat? It's just sort of a level of the Shemus, or not the Shemus, and who says that that's what it's flat and what?
Maybe you're there. It's like eating a half a kizayit of matzah.
Why is it specific in front of these three
blocks? No, the Rach Tereh, Hashem Rakeh, Ha'olores, Ha'tereh, Hashem Rakeh, Ha'olores, so the Tanoim understood. The Rach Tereh, Hashem Rakeh, means on the food. I think that the skin is the chalp of lechem, the chalp of the blood of the Rach Tereh, Hashem Rakeh, Ha'shteh, the chalp of the blood of the Rach Tereh, Ha'olores, Ha'tereh, Ha'olores, Ha'tereh, means the Ha'olores, Ha'tereh, the Ha'olores. And we have to go. I have to go down to Yerushalayim.
We have to say a block on three different things. You should have on a block. You should not be able to have these steps separate. You should have a block. You send the block up to Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
What is it? What is it for you to have a separate block?
Otherwise, what does the Gemara say? Eretz Yisraelim, so what's the chiluk between bread and wine? So the chiluk must be, but here you can combine all three things in one brach, and here you have to have three different brachs. If you don't have this, you love the right, so then you're free to say that the Yates is dashing the right by including all the three things in one brach. The Tosha Sheikh apparently is three brachs. Now, if you say one brach without the other two, it's like eating a chassi zayis of matzah. Is there a partial kick? Let that person did a mitzvah the right halfway, didn't do it all. He didn't do it all. Let's say he has a lulav and an esrig, has atman and rubbish. He's missing. He only has three out of the four meals. So does he accomplish anything by shaking what he has? The maximum says this. The Mishnah now discusses, is there any value in eating a chassi? Oh, you have a chassi zayit of matzah. If he traces a chassi zayit to the marginal chassi, here is atman and seira. If a person eats, usually eats some food that doesn't have action. If you buy trace meat, so the whole thing is traces. If you buy, let's say, some kosher food that may have some non-kosher ingredients, how much non-kosher ingredients can there be a moshu? How much traces can you have less than a kazai? So what's wrong? The Gemara says, then I feel it's put in the kazai. What's wrong? Since even chashishir. He's eating less than a kazai. So that's the makalikis on the first drop in the last perishing human, but the chashishir is chashishir. Is that from an atera or from a rabbana? So we pass like our gecha, and the chashishir is also an atera. My Islam is not the Chassid Shir is only also the Rabban. But the Muslim Melech says, this Shaila, on the assumption that we pass to Allah, like Rabbi Yechon, the Chassid Shir is also the Natsayla, that means on a level of the Raisa, there is something there, if he eats the Chassid Shir, but what if it comes to Lel Pesach, and he doesn't have a full Kazayis of Matzah? If he would eat a full Kazayis of Tzav, Melech Allah, he lets Matzah, and he gets to the Mitzah. What if all he has is a less than a Kazayis? Is it meaningful at all to eat the half of his eyes that he has? Well, you have a partial kima mitzvah. Like one has a partial lavera. He has a partial lavera to eat the chasushir. You
have to say
chasushir. Chasushir is not there, but it's not malkin. But it's not malkin. So it's only a mitzvah of it. So should you say, in the area of a mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah with a chasushir, that is a mitzvah mitzvah? But you should say no. It's like the Dalai Minish of Aruba, Baxter says that's garnish. It doesn't say, the Gemara says, if you have a lulav and a nester, you have document, you don't have that lulav, this is garnish rest. So you shouldn't really say what you have. Yeah, a body wouldn't say a bracha. A body would be a bracha like that, but you wouldn't even shake it without a bracha. You wouldn't gain anything by shaking the three. So Mr. Malach has a topic, should we say the same regarding Chatishir? It's all different to just the size, the volume. If it's valid, then you should have a little bit of action because they're missing one of the meanings for pregnancy. So you're not missing a whole chunk, you're not missing a whole unit. You don't have an estrogen, you don't have hadassah. You have master, you're not missing a whole unit. Just You don't have enough of the matzah. And he won't say no to Lachora in Rachem as two separate brachas. He'll do like the Gemara says by the pilot. So when I heard, what will you say? Will he have a partial kima mitzvah? I would assume that's not. I would assume that this is like Dalin Minshu Bulubov. He said, you're all going to ask me there. He's missing a whole chunk. It's not like Achim. It's not even included in the Mishma Melech Sofek Lachora. Mishma Melech Sofek is, hey, I could have put me kazayin, but you see that eating less than kazayin, hey, it's yachim, it's the other mitzvah, shem achila. So, I would have the Yisra, that's what you should have done. The name of Yisra, there was no other thing.
The name is...
No, no, I don't know. The Akhrenim tells us that that Mishra Melech that they say it has a shayla regarding, they say it has a famous kasha on Chanukah. Why you talk about Chanukah for 8 days? There was enough oil to burn for one day, so one day there was no miracle. So they should go and celebrate the last 7 days. The first day nothing happened. So the many things was another kasha. So they say that's three things. So the Beisyosef has one version, the Beisyosef suggests as follows. When he came into the Beis HaMikdash and they wanted to try to make a luminary because the old menorah was yourself, made a luminary, then they found only one container of oil that's enough to burn for one day. And they knew that it's going to take 8 days, so we're going to get to the oil. So he suggests, maybe they took the oil and they divided it into eight units, and they burnt a little bit every night, and every night it was only supposed to burn the Dar HaTeva 1/8 of the night, and only all the burnt all night long, but every night there was an egg. Why did they do that? They had enough work for one night to fulfill the mitzvah. They started doing the mitzvah for one night, and it was up to the day. They didn't do any mitzvah all 8 nights. They did a chutz shiur of a mitzvah for 8 nights from Golden Merit. No. They didn't know when that was going to occur. They thought the oil will only burn for 1/8 of the night. So they decided that instead of using all the oil for the first night, they were filling a mitzvah. Every night for 8 days, they'll fulfill a mitzvah to the extent of 1/8. Because one is there. So what was the cycle behind it? And he says, you're claiming that that's not what happened. I just wanted to build in the home and now you're in the first night. And only 1/8 of it burned down. When they came in, they saw that 7/8 was still there. Even the first night they saw that it had occurred. So the chances were mistook, I lost my mind, so what's the deal? If you have a Beit HaMikdash and you have shaman enough for one night, and you know you're not going to get new shaman until 8 days, which is the better way to do it? Should you burn all the shaman tonight? And then you'll miss the mitzvah for the next 7 nights. Mm-hmm. Or should you divide it in 8 parts and miss the mitzvah a whole 8 nights? Where's the circle? Where's the circle in the light?
Because it's called incumbent. But if you have only enough money, even for today, but you don't have from the sultan, so you take all the medium for today.
Oh, so the Gemara says, if you have enough money for some kabbalah, because the kabbalah are not the yachim, there. Right. So if I bring to medium, whatever I do, it's better. But the same is better. Right. So some of them work. So how can a dictator suggest such an idea that if you only have enough oil for one day, you divide it into eight parts, and every night you could fulfill a mitzvah to the extent of one day. So that's up to some total of eight eighths to the whole mitzvah. What's that, sir? What do you mean eight times one eighth is the whole mitzvah? You're not getting to the mitzvah at all. So Dr. Brennan say, you see that's exactly what the Bekesh is. What the Rishut say is exactly the topic of the Mishlam Melech, whether it's a Chot Bishi or Ki or the Mitzvah says. But it's not exactly the same. It's a Pela Avadi Pela. The Bekesh is Shver according to both Tzadim in the Mishlam Melech. The Mishlam Melech goes like this. If you don't have Dalet Minish of Lulav, the Gemara says to God is Shver. You don't take what you have. And there's no partial king on this area. And Matzah the Mishma Malach was in the super because why do you have to eat his eyes? Because he eat Achille, then Achille puts him in his eyes. Is that an absolute statement? Eat Achille puts him in his eyes. Absolutely? Not exactly. The din is by Macholot HaSure, in order to get Malach and Achille puts him in his eyes. But if he comes to Sherry Tzad, can Asim and Atar? Why is it Asim and Atar? There's no there to look at Macholot HaSure, there's no there to step on Macholot HaSure, there's no there to be Nene. So now there to eat it. So he didn't eat it. Then Achille puts him in his eyes, didn't eat it. So the answer is, the Chotzi Zayis, it has a mitzvah Shem Achille to it. So if it has a mitzvah Shem Achille, the mitzvah, it is called Achille, when it gets to Yitzhar, the Medi has a mitzvah Shem Achille, then it gets to Mitzvah Sofa. But that was the topic of the Mishnah. Now, that the Chotzi Zayis, because he shows from Rav Yechon's din, the Chotzi Shir Osman Atar, that it has a mitzvah Shem Achille, the Gabi Yitzhar, so maybe the Gabi Mitzvah Zayis. But Hadlokas Amelera says, Mechumish Mi'er Abad Baike. No. It says, Baloi Chot Ameris, as you said, you have to put in enough shemen, then it should burn all night long. So if he puts the shemen, it only burns one eighth of the night. There is a partial team on mitzvah and echetensha. There is absolutely no team on mitzvah. That's like the Dalinish of the Master of Ezra. How was that in the era of Adoika? He didn't do any team on mitzvah. So what did he say? How can a big case have one day?
How long it has to burn?
How long has to burn? If you only have enough oil for one night, so you burn it tonight, so you burn it tomorrow night, you burn it the next night. You don't divide it into eight, and you ruin the mitzvah of Zamaris, it comes out that you never fulfill a mitzvah. In the battle of mitzvah all eight nights. Well, how did it start to say, even with the Mishma Melech Tzvara, that there's a Chatzishir Kima Mitzvah, that's only by a Chatzizayir, and it gives the mockery from Rabbi Yechon and Shita. The Chatzishir is just not that, but it's not that to say by a mockery from there. So that's like the Dalai Lama Shabunu, not even the...
Every
minute is another mitzvah.
It's a Hashem.
Okay.
I have a question.
It's a Hashem that they had.
I would assume that there's no team on this at all.
So it should be
a second up there.
Okay.
After the second, if there's no skaters.
The Gemara says that there's one mitzvah to have agapes all together. If you only have three, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of agapes. Then there's another, there's kiddush alakos, and then there's asher b'yomar alakos, and then there's alakos, and then there's asher alakos. Every one that you have a kos, if you have that right now, asher. If you have one kos, then you have kiddush alakos, you have two.
Yeah.
I heard him discuss it. You only have two, so which two should you pick out of the four? If you only have one, so you take kiddush. If you have two, which should be the lucky draw? Can you tell me that?
Yes.
I think this is okay. Zachman, discuss.
I don't understand the problem. The question is probably that both our mixture and Zachman Tumad is inside the draw is the right. So what are the...
Not by our mixture. Not by our mixture. You say everything in one draw. This says that by denting of the bread, and then our service be quiet in this market, as after they feed the people. If you hold on, this is the right, then you have a hechret that you have to say like that. The Raj Galeda has a hechret. If you hold on, this is their right, and denting is their right. So what did the Quran say? Eretz is the Kuinian. And one says, the Rechal to the Sikhov, the Rechal to the Sikhov, the Rechal only goes back to life, and it doesn't go all the way back to the Sikhov. How can you say it doesn't go back if you hold on, this is the right? So he says, it doesn't go back all the way to the Zayin Minim in the same way that it goes back to Paris. And Paris goes back in the sense that you need Gimel Brachas to throw this. And on this day, you can contain all the three things in one Brachas.
So you can hold that you have three separate Brachas to the right and throw all the
three things. Oh, this is
our bottom, yeah. So what if I gain that Gimel Brachas to the right? What if that say some kind of combination to that way to go? I shake them when they're on the back or something.
I shake them about what people shouldn't be in the house, obviously. What do they remind what people... that the people put in a full day's work.
So what are they gaining by that combination? And we're not going to
do. And then on Shabbos, he shouldn't forget what the benching is all about. It's come out that he's so used to not benching on Shabbos, he won't bench either. What a brachal about the order. How do you say shahakal is midrash bottle? I'm talking about brachal. Whenever the Chacham comes out to look at Yosef, it's not there, right? It's not a brachal about the order. The Rav Bona Yom Yitzhak, is this benching or is this a every minute could be another minute. Could be, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I just told me that I'm going to say that the Yeshua is there. I don't know. Could be that's what he holds like you said. But every minute there's another minute. Okay, good. That's what we learned last time. Just wanted to point out the sentence. I think we pointed out the sentence last time. It's just to keep it in mind again. The sentence has this L'chodesh Yishite that Menasera B'chat Allah requires Gimel Brachas and Throthers. Not sufficient if you say the Mishnah and the Mishnah Brewer discusses this silence. It doesn't spell it out fully. What's the din if a person by mistake says, I'm missing after eating a meal of bread? Let's say he ate bread 2 days earlier. Would you say that he ate bread 2 days earlier? Would you say that he ate bread 2 days earlier by saying, I'm missing or not? That's really the foolish of Machalik is in the shed. This faces, as well as one day in the Raj later says, no, that in the third you have to recite bread 2 days earlier with three distinct brachas. And another day in the Raj later also that he would see 8 minutes earlier. Machalik is in the shed. I don't know. Somehow we are not so nervous about losing time from the Baba. We take out a lot of time. I don't know. To the extent they were shown, it's actually one girsa. The girsa that we have is that they don't say how much. They don't say the bracha we shine before them. How much time does it say? How many kavanas do they possibly have when they say how much they have on earth? It took so long to say, I'm going to say, half a minute. Well, less than half a minute.
Wash.
You assume that they had a wash. It just didn't say, I'm right. He won't give it. How much time does it take them? They wanted the secret that they put in a full day's work. So they felt compelled to not only to admit the brothers, to combine them as well. I don't know. The question of the extreme to eliminate the potential. And everybody violates Abak Lashon Hara. They say Lashon Hara, Lashon Hara is not true. Abak Lashon Hara is true. True on Abak Lashon Hara.
Three separate
rocks. You don't really see it almost?
Yeah.
Lashon Hara doesn't look like you can read not like this.
It's a smuggler.
I don't know. I just mentioned like this. According to those who shouldn't hold on Allah, if he has their right to... The Chalkos are also very often goes back to the previous talk that Jared speaks and started giving and say, Allah Michin, Allah Eitzin, Allah Gep, and everything is their right to. And Bichat HaMazin is their right to. The Gemara says, Eretz keeps the Kuhinian, so the Iraq only goes back to Eretz. But the Rishadim, all the Allah Michin is their right to, so the Iraq does go back to. How do they read the Gemara? Eretz keeps the Kuhinian. So the Rashi says, Eretz keeps the Kuhinian, that on bread you have to say Gimel Brachas, and on the other Zayinim, it's enough if you say all the three things in one book. But then you have a hechlik that the three brachas on the akiv and akiv. That if Lodra and Amichi is Lodra right, so what's the hechlik? Shlomo Zalman Auerbach raises a problem that everybody usually has on Pesach night. The Ashkenazim say Borti HaGrofen on the first course, and on the second course, and on the third course, and on the fourth course. And the Sardim only say Borti HaGrofen on the first course, they don't say on the second course. And on the third course, they already finished benching, you have to say Borti HaGrofen. On the fourth course, they don't say Borti HaGrofen. Why do the Ashkenazim say Borti HaGrofen on each and every individual course? So there's two opinions in the Mishnah. I think we must have discussed it in the first place. There are 2 days in the Mishnah. So some Mishnahim say, because of Hesachadar, that's why we don't have stock in Agra. Because of those on Hesachadar, they should really say, I'm not getting what they're getting. If we finish reading the first book, are you talking? How come we, our practices and our Agra's, the Ashkenazi Kabbalah that we have, has 4 times Bunti HaGrofen, but it only has 1 Alagyat in the end. We don't have every time Alagyat. The answer is that we consider the other opinion. That the Rish says that the reason why you say 4 times Bunti HaGrofen is because, not because there's a long Hesed HaDam. No, we're not so sure whether there's a Hesed HaDam or not. But it's a particular demon. When we say Bunti HaGrofen on the Kadbas, you have in mind that this Bunti HaGrofen should cover the Mer. But on the other hand, when the Supik maybe constitutes a Hesed HaDam, so that's why the Shulchan Aruch recommends you should eat less than the Kizayis for the Kadbas. So to believe the Kizayis, maybe you have to say Bunti HaGrofen. So we're not so sure whether it's a Hesed HaDas or not. So Bunti HaGrofen, we say on each one of the churches, not because it's a Vada Hesed HaDas, because the Vada Hesed HaDas is Bracha Lakos. Every Bracha Lakos, Kiddush HaLakos, Hashem Galan HaLakos, Benching HaLakos, Yitzhak HaShir, every Bracha Lakos is tried another Bracha HaGrofen. But we don't say, oh, yes, in 4 times, because we're Mesupik, what is a Hesed HaDas? The Shon Ramad Arbach, and has come to some state or another. There's a Tzitzel here, there's a whole children that has come. Sometimes get some of the on a state, and then he mentions Akash in his Tzitzel there. So he says, the Hasela, the deal is, that unless that person has a cup of tea, and he finished all the tea, so how soon does he have to recite Bar and Akash? So you should say Bar and Akash instead, or you shouldn't forget. Look how clear he should say right away when you finish. He doesn't say that. When you finish, he says. What if he didn't say Barnes Hoshes? How long does he have? So the Mishnah Guru Paskin, you can for sure say up until 72 minutes. A heap of mil, we assume, is 18 minutes, and a tarsa is 72 minutes. 4 times 4 mil and a tarsa. But the Gemara in Brahma Sayyidah has up until 72 minutes, for sure you can say. So you still say Barnes Hoshes here for 72 minutes, but that depends on how much, let's say a person ate a meal. Then he went to a wedding and he ate so much that he's not going to have to eat for the next 48 hours because then he can spend for one month up until 47 and a half hours. He's still full. He feels that he's not hungry. But if he just had a cup of water, so up until 72 minutes, he can get Barnes Parshas. And after 72 minutes, he's thirsty again. It's like he never drank any water. And he had 2 quarts of water, 3, a gallon of water. And the stomach's not going to be thirsty even after the 72 minutes, I love. But if he just had a cup of water, after 72 minutes, he's going to pop off. He can't say the Barnes Parshas anymore. So the shaila is, when you have Kiddush, so how big is the whole becher? If you have Kiddush, it's not a big answer. How big is the whole Kiddush? So you drink the whole cup of wine, you don't say Alagetan. Are you talking about you don't say Alagetan? And then how long does it take? So it depends how many children you have. So if you have to entertain all of your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, it can take more than 72 minutes. So you drink the second cup of wine. Okay, after 72 minutes, and the effect of the first cup is all over already. You're thirsty, you're hungry, you're thirsty. So how come you don't have to say, I'll get them before the 72 minutes are out?
Difference between whether it's in Felix or whether it has shut up for different things.
In
the Sunday,
it's only shut up. That's a Kiddush. Some Gedolim from our century, from the last 100 years, wanted to raise this issue up, and they came up with that new Einstein. If you plan to have more, it's a new din, so you can't say Bracha Chayim. Which thing does that din? The fact is that there is no such thing. Let's say you have a yeshiva has a dinner, let's say a hasana or whatever, and the long hafsok in the middle there, speeches and dancing and the fundraising and the appeal, long in there, awards and everything, 2 hours in the middle. A shayla. Even though you starve, and they don't want to give any food until they have no food. And that's Shaila. So some of them came up with this new Kiddush, It seems he plans to eat more, so all these demons ought to fly. But it doesn't say that's going on anywhere.
What if he plans to leave in the middle?
And you can have to bench before the 72 minutes are up, or if you ate enough before the haftarah, they have a little more time after the 72 minutes when you're still full. Then let's say you have a cup of wine, and now it tastes like people don't have a chance to eat too much. You have a cup of wine at the beginning of the wheel, at the beginning of the Seder, how much does it fill them up? After the 72 minutes are up, it doesn't have any more ration. So that's a problem on the title. Why shouldn't you have to say all that gesher? Okay. You have to hurry up to the Seder and drink the second cup within 72 minutes and then have the 72 minutes. Then you have the middle of the meal, yes. Then the pension. Or if it takes a long time, it's in the first cup and the second cup, but many people, and most people take more than 72 minutes. Yeah, it takes more than 72 minutes. That's a big problem. A lot of people know in advance that it's going to take more than 72 minutes. There is a bit of human welcome that if a person goes from one room to the other in the same house, if he had a mind in advance, if he had a mind, then he's going to go from one room to the other, then it's not called human welcome. If I just say that, we know we're going to walk to the other room. We know in advance we're going to have to walk. The men have to go to the other room. Everybody.
He's the only one that's told that.
Okay. You should be excited to have to keep on sipping a little bit. But how many gives it says to Chanukah? How many gives that we don't drink between the first and the second? Because the Mishnah says that between the third and the fourth, between the third and the fourth, it says you're not allowed to drink. Because the simple mashmash is that between the first and the second, you're not drinking. But there's one day in Chanukah called the Kofa. One of the days in the Shoinim says no. You're not allowed to drink between the first and the second. You're just between the second and the third, and you're in the middle of the meal. Then you can drink wine. Between the first and the second, you're not allowed to. Even though the Rosh Hashanah holds against the Kofah, but the Rambam writes the Minhag is like that, that you don't drink wine between the first and the second Kofah. But the question is for that sheep. Yeah.
Normally you have to have...
Right away.
But
the margin
is not
yet.
That's
part of the... This is all called Kiddush Mokas. But you still have the problem with the 72 minutes. You can't say Bracha Chayna later. So what's going to cover the... It's kind of just like you drank wine, you didn't say Bracha Chayna?
Yeah.
Yep. That's the Shilas. Does that apply even if you're not eating in the middle? So that's what it says on the other quote. One of the examples from 30 years ago, from 40 years ago, came up with this new fangled notion that if you're holding by eating, you plan to eat more later, even if there's a hashtaka more than 72 minutes, not much better. And the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't appear like that. The Shulchan Aruch would appear that if you're at a chasana, or at a yeshiva dinner or something, a shul dinner, you should always nibble a little bit in the middle. But if your 72 minutes don't run out, Okay. That's a chiz. Hashanah wasn't prepared to say that chiz. Hashanah just wonders, it turns out, according to half of the reports, that some of the Mishraim are like that, not the other half of the Dinja right, turns out the whole Klal Yisrael is Mevatel and Mitzvah and Aseru. They're supposed to say, I get them, and they wait more than 72 minutes to change.
My brother
would be
wrong.
My brother. Yeah, okay. The printer left that out again. Yeah, so that's what he raised the question. he says, what's the mitzvah deraisa? Everyone is mevatel. They don't say alagefen. If you hold alagefen is deraisa, he didn't tell us the rabbanon at the time, but he points out. So he says, aderaisa inadoiva. Look, aderaisa inadoiva. He says, even if you hold that alagefen is deraisa, that's only if you drank soap, if you drank a gallon of wine, you drank it eight. But just one cup of wine, that's the tongue of that one. So, mitzvah deraisa, you're not mevatel al kol kodesh. That is mashal. Shaila says, you're mevatel al mitzvah derabanan. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. Because you want to come up with a klesh asvara, that's how he starts off.
The same thing.
A mitzvah deraisa, it's not a problem in the deraisa. Only a problem on a level of a derabanan, because you didn't have to make kriya anyway. The only time anybody says that ala gefena, ala michya is deraisa, is if he has to make kriya. So Yusuf, if he has to make kriya, then you have to bench. If he had cake, But if you had wheat, then you had wheaties. Then you don't bench them, you just say ala michya. So then ala michya will be there, right? If you ate a whole box of wheaties, then it's a deal that ala michya is there.
We tell a minute by the Rosh Shabbos when it's yellow wheel, when it says that you have to say yellow wheel tomorrow for the eat.
Because I was the same part.
We see that the, you have to eat something to be,
So there's a machlok is 2 days to Mechaba, whether what you say Yalviyav or not. So there are more costumes that you go back to have color costumes. So you would not say Yalviyav, but me, because I saw either the Genyei Kazan, and the Suda was Babai, they both,
the
Mishnah Brewer has a Shara Tata Vita. The Mishnah Brewer calls the
Shara Tata Vita. Because the Hovner is also a Shia of 72 minutes.
Also the same thing, yes. You always have 72 minutes of kofar. Man, you have longer than 72 minutes. Even if you just drank a drop of water, you have 72 minutes. And after the 72 minutes are up, then the Mishnah Brewer says it depends. That's about Tesis. Rashi has a different sheet. That's how we talk about Tesis. You always have 72 minutes. And after the 72 minutes, if you're still full because you drank 3 bottles of Coca-Cola and you're still full, then you can have longer than 72 minutes. If you ate a big meal, then you have longer. And if you didn't eat so much, and after 72 minutes, the whole effect of the food wore off, then you can't say the bracha kohen anymore.
Can you say after
the food closed, that the position of the food, you have to say how far? You want to say, oh, yes, it's... No, because others hold that since there's no eschadah, they don't say bracha kohen anymore, they don't say bracha kohen anymore. We say bracha kohen not because we convince that there's eschadah. Not necessarily. We say Bracha Rav because it's another Bracha Rakos, another mitzvah. But we treat it as a suffix. That's why you say you should say Bracha Adam on the carpet, that's mine the murder, but you should have milk in the night. So we assume that it's a sacred Adina whether this has to chazat over here on the eating. So in time sacred Adina, we don't say Alagatim because maybe the second cup will be a hamshach, and therefore everything will be covered with the Birchas HaMazon at the end of the meal. And maybe the fourth cup will be a hamshach on the third cup, and therefore when you say Alagatim after the fourth cup, that would cover the first coat and the third coat also. So to say Alagatim, that would be a good Brahma Shem and Tzichot. And that's a minute to say
Brahma
Shem. Yeah, it's a Kiddush Mokhtu. That's a regular Shabbos. First it brings the king and he says Alagatim. I don't think that would be Mokhtu. That's a regular Shabbos. A regular Shabbos, the person says Kiddush, he thinks... No. He says Kiddush at home, he reads the Tzach and he says Alagatim. Then he goes and he washes and he says, I'm mighty, everything is a total. He drinks the Kiddush and he says, I'll get him. Then he washes and he says, I'm mighty, and he says, Dichas HaMazon. So just because he said, I'll get him, it breaks the seal of Kiddush Mokhi Suda? I don't think so.
The Suda is Al-Mekhi, and maybe Al-Mekhi, that's the Suda.
But even if you leave out that sheet, even if you don't leave out the pot, you don't hold the need out the pot. Okay. But even if you hold that, you're not going to stay with the guy. But I don't think we're deciding with our guest and we'll cancel the team on Kiddush Mokhi Suda. I don't think so. The answer to the Kiddush Mokhi Suda, by virtue of the fact that you have this Suda right away. Let's ask one of the He says he raises the issue with the 72 minutes in between the first cut and the second cut because the most people wait so long. So he says, how can it be? And the effect of the first cup is over by the time you come to drink the second cup. So he says that, I didn't get a cup of the night either because he didn't have today's beer. So for sure, even if it would be bread, they wouldn't be brought down wasn't their right. Even the days of all their Allah Gepin and Allah Nishin Allah Eish is their right. They're telling you ate 5 pounds of grapes and you ate 3 pounds of grapes. Plus you had a couple of grapes, no one's going to say that Allah Eish is going to be their right. Because in the first cup of wine, there's no Allah Gepin their right. It's only their Rabban. Once it's their Rabban, it's a Kemshin not an Aswara. So there's room to negotiate. This is maybe you can say that's Svara, that since you're playing if someone else is there. Since you're playing to eat the meal later, that's a little bit. Hey, bench later.
So if they're sitting at school and you plan to have a half hour later at home, you're going to have to make all that.
You're not going to make it at home either.
What? You've got to walk from school to home.
But you're not going to make it at home either.
We don't need to.
I'm just a senior in Malcolm. There's a dinner senior in Malcolm. He buys it for a day.
He has
a day there. Why didn't you tell him? So, no, he has a day to help. Let's say you don't want a wedding. So you sit at this table and an invention is over there. But if Mr. Burr asks us, Nitina Latina Balsacheda, that's not called Senior Malcolm. It's all within the same room. Nitina Latina, from one corner to the other, Balsa Malcolm, Balsacheda, it's not called Senior Malcolm. Nicheda Lacheda Balsa Valles, from one room to the other in the same apartment or in the same house. So that depends whether you had the day or not. If you had the day, I have little children, so in the middle of every meal, I have to take somebody to the bed. It's not shayach that I should eat the meal and finish for the rest of 15 years. So I don't have to work. So I don't even have to have the day yet. If you're asking what I was, am I going to have to walk out to the other room? Absolutely. Not even if I defend my door, I'm going to have to walk to the other room. So when it's Nicheda Lacheda Balsa Valles, so it depends if you had the day yet. So if you look at the Nukha, like you had today, you know that you're going to have to walk the Cheddar or Cheddar both the time. And the Tayyus, it doesn't even help if you had today. Unless you have bread. Bread is, because the Mordechai is an Avit Tzoch, and bread is called Zvokalach Rehov in Koma. So therefore, if you had a Kezayis of bread, there would not be a Shin and Malkam at all. And that's the Machlaikis like in Rishonim. What about all the other, what about Alam Gepin, what about Alam Yisya, what about those things? What about the Zvokalach Rehov in Koma? On that. And that's the deal of Shulchanah. According to some opinions, wine is also called Zokalach Rogum Koma. Which means there wouldn't be a dinner shino yaijim. So if you had wine in Shul, having the day to have more wine at home, you shouldn't have to spend another nothing. I don't think it's right to be wine. Okay, good. Let's see. So we learned the first half of the Mishnah, we learned on Tezayin and Malach. But that the workers, we have Kulas about Kriyat Shema, but not about the Tfilo. They can recite Kriyat Shema Barosh Ilan. So it says, but the tefillah, they have to be mechavim, the whole tefillah, so then that's, Mashen Hashem, Lachas Ken Tefillah. Then the Mishnah continues, and says, Zayin Amin Aleph, in the third line of the Mishnah, Chasim Patim Kmei Hashma, Laila HaRishon Dashtein, Laila Groshim Zohar, it's not a Roshim Yikayim. They call from the Vilna Goyim, why does they manistana HaLaila HaZeh? Why does they manistana HaLaila HaZoh? Zachat Komitei Laila, so it should be on a table. So they quote from the Vilna Goyim because usually women are thought to from the Tzitzel Shaz Mangrub. But I'll take that night is an exception to the rule. Women are Mukhayyid and Maksa, the women are Mukhayyid and Mada, women are Mukhayyid and Sikhi Tiers and Sain. Women are Mukhayyid and Kabbalah, the quote of the Tzitzel Shaz Mangrub. Treat women as men. So that's what you say, how I was there. That's what they quote in the name of the Vilna Goyim. So Rav Shulam Rook has a Nicole of Asa because he doesn't know what they're talking about. I was never in the case. It was one from Gunstan. It was always Zachar. There's a whole country, a whole sort of a little paper, a subsection about things that they call the name of the Roman God, that are till this point. This is not true. Lila is always Russian's office. That's not the reason why I say Lila. This is a misprint. You should say Lila Harishan, not Lila Harishan. Chasim Hatim Kriyash Ma Lila Harishan means they used to get married through the Mrs. Liyam Aziz. So the girl gets married on a Wednesday. So Lila Harishan on Sunday night, on Wednesday night, he's part of him saying Kriyashma. Huh?
I thought they get married Sunday night?
No, the Mishnah says in the beginning it's good. It's all of this is the Yom Avi.
Yeah.
So the Shula gets married. She's getting married for the first time, so you get married. She's a Shula, so you get married on a Wednesday. I wish they... If you get married at night, that's the question. He wants to start. The Akhrayim say he's supposed to get married at daytime. He's not supposed to get married at night. It mentions like Levi writes when he was appointed the Rav of Constantinople, so he came and he found Philip Lloyd, they had a strange dream that they used to have Chasin as Balaylo. He's never heard of that. It's against the Paskim, Satan Paskim, you have to have a Chasin as Balaylo. Because there are more quotes like that from the Akhrayim. So we're mocked to have a guest only Balaylo. Because the Kriyas Zed has to be Bayom. If you had the Kriyas Yeshivas Zed was Bayom, then you can have Zad Bayom, the Gama Balad, you can continue into the night. But at least the Kriyas Zed, no one talks to him. You can't have Kabbalah Gerim Balad because Ger needs a Bezin. And a Bezin can't get either night. You can't have Khalifa Balad. Kabbalah Balad is not good because you have to have a Bezin by Khalifa. The Mishnah and Bezin is Khalifa. Whenever you need a Bezin, it doesn't have to be Nikra Bayom. So since we're Machmer, the Rabbah. The Rabbah is Machmer. That they made it, the Amorai made it back on him in the day that the Mishnah could ever have such a deal. The Gemara talks about Kitchab. Alai was getting married at night. But the Amorai made it back on a Kalshena there to get me to do Shalom Yehela Yitik Imon. Once they made Bira Grosser, so once they made that back on the Rashi writes a Lashon and Gittin that you have to have a Dayan Hamamuna. That's Rashi's Lashon. They have to have a Dayan Salam Dakhay that brought them Gittin. You have to have a Dayan Hamamuna on a Gittin. Because they made it back on a Kalshena there to get me to do Shalom Yehela Yitik Imon. You have to have a special Dayan Hamamuna. And in the days of the Ramah, they had special smichas for Siddiq Kiddushin. Just because the first New Year's Day, he got the Eri Yair, he wasn't allowed to be Mitzvah Kiddushin. They had to have special smichas, Chacham, in the Hesar HaRuah to be Mitzvah Kiddushin. Because of that Takonah, she had to be Mitzvah Kiddushin. But today, not any rabbi is Mitzvah again. He has a special permission from his Rebbe. He has to learn Abin Ezra with special permission to be Mitzvah again. That's like the Ramah quote said about the Siddiq Kiddushin. So since he needs Afghan Zayin Hamamuna, so we treat it as if it's a Zayin. So the Ramah quotes the Chumash that you shouldn't quote from Yom Zarua. If you have a Yom Shoshlema on Subis, this is the first paragraph in the Yom Shoshlema on Subis in the first Mishnah. Yom Shoshlema quotes from the Yom Zarua on Subis that you have to have a Chuppah has to be by Yom, and a Get has to be by Yom because you need a Bezdin, by a Chassin, and you need a Bezdin by a Get. Who's the Bezdin? The Mishar Kiddushin, that's the whole institution of Mishar Kiddushin. What is Mishar Kiddushin? The rabbi says the Bichas Eresi. So what's the big deal? Why is he called the Masada Kiddushin? He's called the Masada Kiddushin like the Masada Aget. We treat him as if he's a Bezin. So Hakrila went Machzid that it should be Dapkeh by Yom, that it should be a Kriya Shishida Bezin by Yom, and we're Machzid that you shouldn't have Kriya. That the Masada Aget should not be related to the husband or to the wife, and the Masada Kiddushin also should not be related to the Chosim or to the Kala. So that's what it says in the Maharam Min. That's what it says in the early Akronim when they were quoting this Erzaruah. That the Chumrah, that both, the Erzaruah has it both by Gittin and by Kiddushin. Hoshena Zed says Gittin and Kiddushin, but they have like 50 months. They need a Dayan Hamamun on Kiddushin and a Dayan Hamamun on a Get. So the Ramah, when he quotes this, only quotes it. I remember once I discussed with a Dayan from London, years ago, many years ago. My father used to be very involved in Gittin. But I was mentioning that every so often I had to get by Lila. So he told me that he never had to get by Lila. He says in the London peasants, they never had. He was there 25 years, never had to get by Lila. And that's what you have to say to get my life. So there are more rights that unless it's a shasakak lachatkin, you have to have the get to see by Yom, and the Mishara get should not be related to the husband of the wife. And there are more didn't quote the whole story that goes by Gittin and by Kiddushin. So some Achraim say there are more didn't quote it because he holds it on to be Nachman by a husband. So that's why the Minig Bayash is that people get married by night, and people in the Mishara get Kiddushin is their father, a grandfather, a brother. But not Machzid.
Because the whole family is the next place.
That's why you remember the Rav came late this year. Remember, the week before he said that next week he's going to come late to the other half. So that was why I got married on Tuesday night. Because he said that when you get married at night, so it should be the Yom Aviv. I couldn't say like that. Yom Aviv means Tuesday night as opposed to Monday. So the first time the arrived, when he came to Constantinople, he came upon this new minig that they have chassid and balad. He never heard of that. Wherever he has to go, when he came from, so he told him that it's not right. That the Chumar of the Ramah, but the Ramah quotes that you have to have a Siddur Aget that's been by Yom, and that Mishalah Dikraidim is not only applicable to Aget, it applies also to Kiddushin, because the original source is the Yor Zaruah, that the first Yom Shoshana to the Smoke has it both by a Chasana and by Get. So he says he changed the meaning and he reverted it back to insist that all the...
The Yagma Toy Shabbos in Lord also might, if he still didn't do Biyur Rishon, he's supposed to do Biyur Rishon in the first night. He's supposed to. The Shah the other day quoted a strange minig that they told the Chatanim that they should wait till Matzoy Shabbos. He says, what? Why should the emperor just stupidly? Why should they wait till Matzoy Shabbos? Against the din. He should go right away. He should have Biyur Rishon in the first night. The minig says, if he didn't do the Biyur Mitzvah the first night, they should do on Thursday night. Didn't the third night? Friday night. It was Friday night is Matzoy Shabbos. Odd Matzoy Shabbos. What if they got married on Wednesday and he's not davening? Shabbos, he does daven. Shabbos, he does daven, no? What, you got to say he's nervous when he's on Shabbos, he's thinking about the Biyur Mitzvah. Mitzvah, he does daven. He can daven Mitzvah at 1:30. Nothing. Mitzvah, he's not going to be nervous about the, he's not going to have the Biyur Mitzvah, but he's going to have Biyur Mitzvah by Lailo. So if the job is married, he won't be able to concentrate. The first time he got married, she got married the first time they got married. So he's nervous about the Biyur Mitzvah. They can say Wednesday night he doesn't daven. Thursday night he doesn't daven. Friday night he doesn't daven. The first Shabbos doesn't daven. The Yom HaVeh is not going to daven. The Mishnah says, that's it. That's it, brother. 4 nights and he didn't go to the Biyur Mitzvah. He says, he's not so nervous. The Mishnah says, we can't say that the guy's nervous. We're on the board. Close night, he didn't go to the Biyur Mitzvah. So I'm going to tell you Shabbos, that's cool. Included. I think it's
I don't think so.
I think that's what it means. That's what we discussed. The Shaila is, and if he davened Myers at the 8 o'clock minion, and they're going to have a whole Sheva Brachas, they're going to have a whole function. So he's nervous 8 o'clock. That's it. He's not going to get home until after 11 o'clock. So he's nervous at 8 o'clock about Biyur Mitzvah is now have at 12 o'clock. So it's a little strange, but that's what Rashi writes. The Talmidim of Rashi, no, how can you stay late for? So the Talmidim of Rashi writes the Sefer Parday in the back of the mother, quoted on the first Mishnah. The Rashi writes on the first Mishnah, the meaning was, in the days of Rashi, that used to go married early before Sefer Tachon. And Rashi has a wedding in Yosef Kriyashma. He says, when you say Kriyashma later, Kriyashma Lamita. So they quote that Rashi is quoted in Sefer HaFardis as saying not only in the days of Rashi did the daven Ma'ariv early, but Kufa Tafanai the daven Ma'ariv early. So when they daven Ma'ariv in Shul Ruchas, he wasn't daven. Why not? He's not supposed to be Kriyashma when they daven Ma'ariv, but they daven Ma'ariv right after the Shkia. So the daven Ma'ariv goes to the Chos and has to daven along with them. Then they have a party at Sheva Brach, then he goes home. Then he says Kriyashma Alamito. The Kriyashma Alamito is right before the Biyur Mitzvah, so then he's nervous. The Rashi holds, but the Meir is in Shul, that is not possible from. That's way before. That's what Achani calls from Rashi and says upon him. The Pashup Shad in the Shulchan Aruch is not going. Pashup Shad is no. But even though the davening Meir is at 8 o'clock, he's nervous. We assume that he is nervous. At 8 o'clock, he's coming to the Mitzvah. That's the problem. What do you mean, no one's mechavin? We say, no one's mechavin all year long. No one's mechavin, so you never yoke it? Yeah. They say that the Madrigal Kabbalah that we have is not gishtes, just because he's nervous about the Biyur Mitzvah. We don't have such a high Madrigal Kabbalah. But the Mishnah says that he's part of the Kriyashma four nights, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night, in Matzoy Shabbos. So Shaila, whether he's permitted to have Biyur Mitzvah on Friday night. We talk to each other in the Musa, yes. The Shabbos and Chabur, 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 Chabur. We talk to each other in the Musa. No, what the Gemara says is that maybe it should be an Isra, because when he does the B.S. Mikra, she's a Tzuma, so we're going to be Hashara Tzum, we're going to be Dam, the Gemara is Dam, the Gemara. So the Gemara comes to the Mavkana, that is Musa. If the person is able to be mechaber, then Abadi is mechuyif to take this. The Pashup Shad, yeah, so the first Eric Gemara had a whole discussion of this. Here's the Gemara just goes through quickly. Rashi refers to it, because I'll see the Therapeutian. Rashi writes on the bottom line on the Yom, and he explains it all by Rikas in the first Eric. Gemara has the kids here. The Chasim, Pashup, Kriyash, the last 6 lines on the Yom. Tal Abadi, they have a Braisha that says, B'shitzach of the Rishach of Alas B'chaladera, so the shift of the day seven is the marker of the dinner, how is it the mitzvah of Tatman and mitzvah? The dinner called a terakula. And when a person is there, he can mitzvah A, he's not mukhiyas to do mitzvah B. Once an enemy is one right to the sukkah, and once, even if the mitzvah that he's doing now, he can really be mopsik for half an hour and then come back to it later. It's a mitzvah, change my mind about that, it's advantage. And the mitzvah B, if he's not going to do that mitzvah B, now he's going to miss his chance, so he doesn't want to do that mitzvah. Still, that's not locha. How is it the mitzvah? Kotem in mitzvah cheres, even though the mitzvah cheres is not always there. So the mitzvah is done. Not only once you say that your pot is not there, it's also lasted from mitzvah A. Because since your pot is from mitzvah D, from mitzvah D is in that Dvaro shoot. So you're not permitted to be mastered in the middle of the mitzvah, nor to smoke a cigar, nor to go take a walk. In the middle of benching, you're not allowed to take a walk to do something else. You're not allowed to be mastered to do a Dvaro shoot. So since you're in the mitzvah, your pot is in the second mitzvah, and the mitzvah is done, the end of the second term in Sukkah, you're also to be boxing in the middle of the first mitzvah to do the second mitzvah. Imam Shuk has a chibur, but he talks about that mitzvah. He assumes that that's all right. That's a deal in the Akhrenim have about that. What if he's going to get a mitzvah derabbanon, does that talk to from a mitzvah derabbanon? Should I say that the mitzvah derabbanon doesn't have a shame mitzvah at all on the level of the right, or no? Even though the Chayyabis are Gavre to do the Mitzvah de Rabbanon, there's only the Rabbanon, but the Kima Mitzvah there is on the level of the right, so it is called the Isaac and Mitzvah. And there's the thing we're close.
Before
he does the mitzvah, so he's going to the mitzvah. If he did the mitzvah, so he marks it that this topic has two phrases. The shift of the mitzvah, this is maybe universal, then a kolatar kuv, right? It's a mitzvah, that's a general thing. But that's the kolatar, tells me it's a specific form. That a chassan who is tarred is in a mitzvah, he's nervous about doing the diary shayna, he's not doing any mitzvah yet. He's nervous thinking in advance about doing the mitzvah, that too is labeled as Isaac the mitzvah, and he's focused on the Saudi Shayna, so he doesn't have to stop his nervousness. Well, Larry, that's the next
period.
Einem is a shayla, why the einem is possible? The next pair we'll see. Rashi also says that it's a disagreement. It's a difference. Okay, we'll see that. So the last chavadach, tat lachasran. What's chasran is a specific form of Isaac the Nis. That since he's nervous thinking about the mitzvah that he plans to do, so that's also considered, here the nervousness is a chilat ha-yisavskut in the mitzvah, and maybe it's not different from kriyashma. So if he does the mitzvah, oh yeah, if he has the mitzvah, then he's going to do the mitzvah kriyashma. The kan amru, for this part, is the chacham derived it in, ha-kainas is a psula, pasur, des ha-amana, chayo. The Gemara is going to explain that. Why is there a chayas in a psula l'amana? So the Gemara in my mashma, first things first, where do you see any remnants kosher? when the Pasuk arises, Mr. Patman on Mitzvah, the Shif, the Chav, the Vesecha, the Lech, the Chav, Adech, we didn't see that in Isaac, the Mitzvah Patman, my Mashma, what's the Drosh, what's the Yafus? Amar HaPapa, the Drosh means like this, Ki Derech. The Lech, the Chav, Adech, you only have to say Kriya Shmaz, when you're doing things that are similar to traveling on the highway. Who has a traveling on the highway doing a Mitzvah? People travel on the highway, always a Drar Hashim. But the only time you have to say Krishna is when you're not busy doing a mitzvah. But if you're going on, if you're doing that, if you're racing in a bar mitzvah, then you start to say Krishna. Break the Gemara and the word Lech Lecha Vadera has a connotation of a dvar issue because people never travel on the highway to do a dvar mitzvah. What if he is going to do a dvar mitzvah? He's going to be traveling to learn an yeshiva. He gets free, whatever he's going to do a dvar mitzvah. What's it? Break the Gemara. Eli Askin, the cousin of the Mitzvah, for Lachim Akbarli Kree, maybe he's going to the Mitzvah, the cemetery says, let's go out there. Ask me, say, don't need the Derek, and Derek is always his Varshus. That'd be my name. In Kenya, it's called the Lech is Baderek. When one is going, why? How come it says the Lech Dukha? The Lech is Dukha. It means that you're going for your own personal purpose. You're going for your own personal business. So then, you must leave to say creation. But if it's not Lech is Dukha, why the Lech Dukha? The only time you leave to say Kriya Shema is if you're traveling on the highway for your own purposes. But if you're traveling to get to the yeshiva, or the mitzvah to see Ra, if you're traveling in order to do a mitzvah, then you're supposed to. There's a tribute of Arachai Zavur, that's right. Because the bracha needs to travel out of town to go to the yeshiva. Let's say they're traveling to go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. So they have to go to the airport. So he says, for the time that they leave, they take a taxi to leave home, to go to the airport, then they get to Eretz Yisrael, they don't have to drive in Myrish, Shacharis, Mises. Then I'm going to explain the learning in the yeshiva. The Yom Tei Talmatera passes, Talmatera doesn't pass it. Why is it not the Pasuk of the Mitzvah? My Talmud is to accept the Talmatera. Talmatera doesn't pass it. But here it's not, he's not learning Torah. He's Isaac the Mitzvah. So now I'm going to say the whole way that he comes, I'm going to be done. That's what the Gemara says, the Lech is Dikdach. The Lech is Dikdach on the Mechad. So the Mitzvah, if you're going to Lech is the Mitzvah, you're going to be in Shruim, or you're going to be Makbuk and Echav the Rabba, the regular Gemara has a Sukkah, he's going to learn the Yeshiva, so he's considered an Isaac Mitzvah from the beginning to the end, he's not Mechad. He's not going to do any other
thing. Some of the couple of dollars to make a Sharia Mitzvah, and then I'll sit down.
How does one define... it's a good question. How does one define... Faces after Kasha and Baba Kamra. We discussed about when we learned the Faces after Kasha, if you have a mezuzah before, it's awful. You're bearing it out of the compass. So all day long, you're putting from Mitzvahs. You're right, you've been putting on Mitzvahs. The Faces say, you're not Isaac. There's no Hitzatko. If there is no din, Hamekayim Mitzvah Patam on this. You're Mekayim Mitzvah Mitzvah all day and all night. And then you walk around with other comments, you're Mekayim Mitzvah, because you're not doing any Mitzvah. But if the Bacha is traveling to go to Yeshiva, then he's in the middle of it, he's not Mekayim anything there. But he's not Mekayim anything at all. He's traveling. When he gets to Yeshiva, he learns, then he's doing a Mitzvah. He says, he's being a Tzatzik. But there's no Tzivah all day. It's not good Tzatzik. That's if you give a fellow money to distribute there to Israel, that's it. That's
not doing Mitzvah.
The people who died, the claims in the teacher, that's what the mitzvah to die, claims, what's the mitzvah to catch a son from the loser? What a sacred gets to somebody, mitzvah is ever getting. It's not a mitzvah, it's not to you. We've been misogic. The people who want is misogic in a mitzvah, you guys don't claim anything. I used to give it up. I used to give mitzvahs, fuck them up.
As I was going to learn,
that's what the Maracha is a Ruah, the other word is done. The Chaim is a Ruah, has a Tshuva. So he points out this Machlek is between Taishvus and other Rishayim. They run and took a dispute. Taishvus says that Isaac Limbus, Batman on this, only applies when you're Mishasek, and only when it's the actual Kain's name. The point depends, as I say, the bracha is misdaftik to travel to the yeshiva. As he's on the boat, as he's on the plane. He's waiting anyway in the airport. What's the problem? He can drop it. There's no interference, no competition. That's what Tosha says, that since everything depends on his task, it doesn't depend on the kind mitzvah. There's no din of a kind mitzvah for Tzman, it's for the din of Tzman, it's for the mitzvah. Since the din is Tzman's Tzman, the only Tzman is the thing after the kind thing. You have to be mocked for the first mitzvah in order to do the second. And the Ran, there in Shukit Al-Khafei, the end of the second period, holds one half of Tzman, only in the Tzman. The Tzman's Tzman is not king of mitzvah, because you have a mezuzah on the door, it doesn't bother you. But he says, once you started the Hisatik in the mitzvah, you're part of even a successful accomplishment. Once you're Hisatik in one mitzvah, until you complete that mitzvah, you have a source in doing other mitzvahs. So the Maracha, the Ruah, has this long Maracha to present this Shita, he holds like the Ram, he can't afford the Ram, I think. To present the Shita against Titus, and he says, therefore the Talmid will go to the Yeshiva. I'll partner from davening until I get to the Yeshiva. Whole day, it takes a day and a half, 3 days, whatever. And I'll partner from davening. By the person he's Isaac, it is not Mekai. No, that they all Titus and the Ram both hold like that. That Isaac is Titus and the Mitzvah Fathers. The fact that he's nervous that he considered the Kriyas and Titus and the Mitzvah. No, that's what the Gemara is going to explain. That's what the Bryce is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to, even if he's Mastic anyway. The stomach goes to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper. So once he's mastic anyway, to eat, because then he's no longer the stomach, that's not your basic diet. But stalker, that's a shiva. That's a shiva. There's a day in Achrayim, one of the Achrayim has a truva. That Isaac needs to put them in the sleeve like this. If you're Isaac, the Marvin, if you're Isaac, and Ashavas Aveid, you shake him at the Aveid, then you're part of giving stalker to the audience. Why? Because Ashavas Aveid is a Mitzvah Shimonad Machadero, and stalker is a Mitzvah Shimonad Machadero. So within the same realm, if you're Isaac, the one Mitzvah Shimonad Machadero, that passes you from a Mitzvah Shimonad Machadero. All the marshal of the person who's going to travel in Yeshiva is a part of the davening. Why? Because he's basically in a mitzvah. We're not a mamma, and part of the mitzvah is a mamma. But that a person is busy traveling to the yeshiva, that there's no part of him getting stuck here, the one that claims says no. If you're Isaac in mitzvah, you're not a mamma, and that doesn't part of the mitzvah, you're not a mamma. They point out that there's a tasis in the end of Shavuot that's in the famous mitzvah. He says when a person is going down to the table in a mitzvah, they say it's a kasha, then why do you say mitzvah slavly honest mitzvah? Samuta Hanom Mayon the Mesa Shamin Kagobat Silishamit Mesan the Mesa Hamoy not like the Kabul Silishamitra. But the Mesa Shamin is freezing and he waited an hour at Aguf, it's just another mitzvah, so we can mix another half mitzvah. They take our cash, but when he's going to be table in the mitzvah, for nothing will come and ask for any dollar. He's potter because I think mitzvah potter on this year. He's men a dollar to take it to see the baby. And when you're busy, involved in a mitzvah, if you're not in my mother, if you're not in a sleeve in a mitzvah, you are potter from a mitzvah, if you're not in my mother. My site in the end of the school points out that takes it to the fish against the same area. So it's one of a lot of Achayim called to Shemayi. They didn't remember that they did the initial. A lot of Achayim called to Shemayi, they think that it makes sense. That we should divide the mitzvahs into two categories. Rashi seems to, in the beginning of the next parakeet, is that if a Hoinim is cut off from doing all the mitzvahs because of the Tzatzik in preparing for the Levi. So those he's not the Tzatzik, he called the Chavuk Kaddish, he made all the phone calls, they're sitting like this. So then Rashi holds that he is looking to Gavi. And Taisa disagrees with Rashi, says no, that the din and the oinim is potter near the time of the mitzvah is not because of, not only because of Isaac the potter on mitzvah, but it's an additional din. What's the din? So they quote in Yishalmi, Taisa quotes on Yud Zayin on the day, potter mekuyashma. But it's a separate din. Yishalmi, the first time, the second Taisa is in the next day. Potter mekuyashma, Yud Zayin on the day, so they say Yishalmi, the first time, and Yidzi Rashi. It's not based on Isaac the mitzvah. I'm going to see the Mantista has been posted on the same call you make a yeha. Yonam Shasta Isik Bachayin, you're not going to do this. Yonam Shasta Isik Amazin, you're not going to do this. That's a real pleasure. But that's why I'm saying, come and ask Master of the Rabbah. Okay. The image of the Rabbah. But the image of the Rabbah is that the name is Saka, the name is Asa. The name is Asa, and the name is not that Rashi. Rashi says, the name is just another example of Isaac the Mitzvah, Pastor Mamit. And we pass in the Shabbat of the Tesis, that it's not only like Rashi says, Isaac the Mitzvah.
It's a separate issue of the Rabbanon, it's not a din in Asher. It's a separate issue of the Rabbanon, the Eilim is forbidden to Jinnah.
The next one is four, that's good to your place, the Mishnah, so the Mishnah uses not a lot of
them. Yeah.
So you should have put that with two or two or two, then from the last one, just to look at the not a lot of them.
I don't know if you can put together the Marach or Zeru with the Ram.
I'm not sure.
The Ram in the end of the second paragraph, Sukkah says that he's also to be Mastik in his Sakhtuin, the first Mishnah to do the second Mishnah. And the Rizwa at the end of the second Perek, the Rizwa clearly holds like Taisus. We mentioned earlier, there's an Achlekes Taisus and the Ra'an, where the Ha'isik Mitzvah Pasam HaMinus, the Rizwa agreed that there is no Din HaMekai Mitzvah Pasam HaMinus. Otherwise Taisus says, from Perek HaKainus, I'm Tutar HaMinus again, Mishayishwa, the Zuz of the Piskoi, the Tzitzis, the Big Boy, he's Pasam HaMinus all day long. That's what he's doing, stop Ha'isik Mitzvah Pasam HaMinus. Because if that's certainly not correct, he's not being Mishasik. The only time you have been is, when he's Mishasik in the Mitzvah. So now the Shaila is, where he's Mishasik. So Mishasik brings his Pater from all of the Mitzvahs, where he's going to have to stop the Mishasikus from the first Mitzvah to do the second Mitzvah. That's what says, there's only the three after the Kanshmei. If he's Mastik the first one, then that. And the Ram says, no, like that. The Ram in the second Tarakim, the end of the second Tarakim, the Sukkah says, no. Even if he doesn't have to be Mastik from the Mishasikus to do the second Mitzvah, that's for the Kanshmei, he still stops it. So that is law, who says that you're not allowed to, I think, to restore all life faithfully. But the only time you say Isaac Mitzvah Pasman HaMitz is that you have to be mocked to his house in the first Mitzvah to enable you to do the second Mitzvah, because anything you're not allowed to. But if you're like the Ram, that Isaac Mitzvah passes you, even if it's the rest of the time spent, to say that it should be an Easter, dumb enough. The Ram probably is not going to say like the Mitzvah that it should be an Easter. The Tomashak, of course, Tomashak to say like the Mitzvah, if you work in the same place as sheep, is that you'll insist that it should. That you're not mechuyev to be mastik from the hisaskus from the first mitzvah to do the second mitzvah. If you're not mechuyev to them, it's forbidden to be mastik. But if you're not being mastik anyway, you're just standing at the train station. So then, so the Marach HaZura says, if he does not, he doesn't have to jump. That's
okay.
But the reason why the prophet, let's say the person is, the Gemara gives a muscle. A person is in the middle of dealing in business, he just lost $1 million on a stock market, and he's so aggravated he can't even come to drop an income higher. So he tells him, so we have to tell him, calm down, take a crank, take a pill. Relax, rest up, and don't minta. Either he can't be mechavis, so he tell me, have to relax, and be mechavis. God, if he's so interested in mitzvah, he's nervous if that's going to be a rishayna. So we don't tell him, calm down, take a pill, take a tranquilizer. We say, no. The nervousness about fulfilling the mitzvah is considered the chila of ha'isatkus in the mitzvah, and he's not mechavis to calm down. If he is calm, cool, and collected, then he is mechavis. It doesn't say, like the face of possession of the kind of thing, it doesn't say. So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel says, no, I'm calm, I'm not nervous, I'll do the mitzvah. It's not a yes to the kind of thing. But if he is nervous, then we say that it's a nice thing, because nervousness is the clear of his thoughts, because then it's the thing that we're hoping. He's talking that there is. So then, the minigun, like the Chachma Sadam, a discussion of Chachma Sadam, the minigun is that if he plans to go to the funeral, he's known there's a chunk in between many hours that he's not doing anything, he's just sitting around the house. So the minigun of the question is that we ask him that he's chasing on this result, huh? If they don't allow children, they don't allow children to go to the cemetery, so from the time that the child finishes whatever arrangement he's going to do, you must rule the katafim, so there's no more anim. But if he does plan to go to America, he does plan to go to the cemetery, even though there's no hours in between where he does nothing, so we follow the Medeb Yehuda. Medeb Yehuda says that if he plans to go to the kibbutz later, then he's going to walk on.
Yeah.
The two, yeah. The two dinim. The first din is the Chavarei Shachar, the Shabbat Dibah, that's the din of Kalatar Kula. The second din is unique only to Kriya Shema, that what? That the nervousness in advance, and without his Kriya Shema Kaya Shlem, that the Kriya Shema Kaya Shlem, that he's nervous, he's not able to do the Kriya Shema Kriya Shema Kriya. So let's say to put in the Google, to do it different, to get what he only Kavona. So that's Shema Kaya Shlem, but to say Kriya Shema, I tell him calm down. He's saying, no, you don't have the time to calm down, because he's considered out to be new.
Is the
static the din is that Talmud Torah, you don't apply the din of Isis and Mitzvah Chakam and Amit with the Talmud
Torah.
But to go to learn is not the same. To go to learn is not the same as Talmud Torah.
Who listens to the Talmud Torah is a heavy to the Talmud Torah. That's the chat. And when you do the mitzvah, you do what Talmud Torah wants you to do. You want to do mitzvah.
Okay.
This is a chat. That's why you're not doing back with Talmud Torah either. You're learning. Back with Talmud Torah. Heavy Talmud Torah.
Okay.
I
just want to explain that the purpose of learning the
Not in competition with each other. I already said the mitzvahs are in competition with each other. If you do one mitzvah, but you didn't get interrupted this mitzvah to do another mitzvah. No, you're not allowed to. So Talmud Torah is not in competition with the other. Another rabbit, when you take a lulav, that's a team, and the Talmud Torah turns out that it is right, but I'm not plastic.
How is
there the preparation for the whole thing? No, this additional din, tells you that if he's nervous in advance,
I'm subject
to the ignoring things of
only
by suffering.
Yeah. This is a special din, because where you get involved in the
the nervousness and the sense of the mitzvah is also considered the tchilas kima mitzvah, and then the mele, if it's e after the kind of shem, you can't take kriya shema when you tarun.
But now you jump from that and you jump into going to do a mitzvah which is not along the line.
I think the marachas will hold that that's exempted for the first part. The mitzvah has a temple.
Yeah, but that marachas is a
no, that's what he presents, that's an apologist between the Taisus and the Ram, an apologist of Hashem. And the deal of Isaac and Mitzvah, Potem and Anitzvah, does it only apply when it's three after the Kain Shneim? He's Isaac and Mitzvah A in such a way that if a lot of...
The plastic of the
his case, when the fellow is traveling on the highway to go to the
east, taking essentially the general cloud of Osi Pernitra Plata,
that's taking the Gemara. That's how it's taking the Gemara. The Gemara Sukkot says, when they went to the Kabbal Tanei Rab on Berega, they went to go visit the Reish Kabusa on Sukkot. So as they were traveling to get to the Reish Kabusa, someone took them a few days, so they were traveling to Kabbalah Sukkot. So they didn't have to bother to look for a Sukkot. They had a right to go to sleep in any hotel. So that's taking the Gemara. So the Gemara HaZirot just says, I'm going to Yeshiva, talk to Gemara, going to Yeshiva. And he says, even if it's Esher L'Kan Shneyan, even if it doesn't spare them at all, even if it's not interesting, no problem. He can easily dab mincha and marry while he's on the boat or on the plane. That's his attitude against this. That's what he says. You're cut from the other mitzvah. But there are cotton in the labachiva, not the least. So he says, whenever a person is in the middle of taking care of one mitzvah, the Torah wasn't chayzing to do another mitzvah. Then he finishes the first
one. Taking the fun.
Yeah, because he started to do a mitzvah going to the Yeshiva, and he didn't finish doing that mitzvah. So called man that he's in the middle of doing that mitzvah that he started, didn't finish. He's exempt from all the other mitzvahs. Not a lot of do-averus, but he's exempt from all the
mitzvahs. He learns on the way.
Then he learns that he doesn't have a suit.
Yes,
that's a funny sheet. That's a funny sheet. That's a whole matzah. That's a whole matzah. Yes, in a kind of thing. But it'll have to be matzah for his access in the first mitzvah. But he's on the boat anyway. He's going to be on the boat even if he's on his mitzvah. The Taisa says if he doesn't have to be mocked from this after, then he's going to be in the second mitzvah. Taisus holds like that. And Morocco is a rule, holds like the Ram, that even if he does not have to be Mafkin from the Taisus, he's still focused. Then Markasha. Lion
also said that if you deal with our assignment that I made you, and it doesn't really be very often, do the right with them.
The Gemara says when he's shaking out the Aveda, yeah. But just because he picked up the Aveda and he's sitting in his house for a year, for 5 years, it doesn't stop him during the middle of the 5 years from giving himself. I mean, it's according to the Maracho Zerua, why not say since he started in it and he didn't finish it? I don't know. You have to figure out the Gemara. I don't know. When you say that it's one long Hemshech Aveda, it's awesome. Big Mark Asher, if you tell me that it has to do with Isaac Mitzvah Bottom and Amitri, okay, why is it limited out there? My year, if I'm a Tzulach, he'll finish Amon and Ami. He's getting married. And he wants to do the Rishayna. So why isn't that also on this man's being my name? If he's going to finish Tzulach, then he's covered. Then he's nervous about doing the Rishayna. He doesn't know what's going to be. So Hacha, but if he's married on Monday, he's right covered.
And go away from the concept of mitzvah, and we switch to the concept of
mitzvah. So that's what the Gemara thought, that we switched without basing anything at all on Isaac's mitzvah. It's incontinent, it's what is Torah. Gemara Kashi, if that's so, Inishim Tirdif, that's the Yisrael of Torah. I think it's obviously not somebody I'm not, he left us watching the money on the stock market, his ship just sank to the ocean, and the thing had his whole from there around it. So he's aggravated, so he can't be Mechavim until Christmas, so you know, to tell him to calm down and take a tranquilizer and dive it. Of course you tell him, sit down, calm down, stop being aggravated and dumb. So why don't you tell the same thing to the husband? And he says, no. And he more proves that the din is like that. Allah Hamar Abba, but by Zabda Hamar Rav, how come Rav says the following din? Rav, b'chai b'chol ha-mitzvah, some words about their chutzpunat tefillin. All of the Yom-Rishon is not allowed to wear tefillin. So be mitzvah Rabbanan, why? So he never banned fair, she never dare for chavoy shalach, he has to know that the told bin Avuah that the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. But it wasn't yet destroyed. He was told bin Avuah what's going to happen in the future, and he knew that it's absolutely going to happen, and Hashem Ha'asid, he was commanded to observe a mikdash of Avelis. The Rebbeinu told him some of the Dinim of Avelis, he should observe, but not all of the Dinim of Avelis. So the Baruch Hu, so we learn after the Sukkim in Cheskel, we know the rest of the Baruch Hu, learn that it helps. Some of the things that he observed, we have to observe. And in a way that Rebbeinu Shlom told him, this you don't have to observe, so he also on the diet. We see that he didn't have to observe that, but we do. Rebbeinu Shlom told him, but make sure you wear tefillin. Let me make sure you mean another rabbi doesn't wear tefillin, then make sure you do wear tefillin. So we learn now that he had to wear tefillin because the Beis HaMikdash was not yet destroyed. He wasn't observing actual Avelis. It was just a make-believe. But we, when we are really in Avelis, so we're not allowed to wear tefillin. And then we... So why this to be more effective? Akasha, how can Rav make a statement to all of us? Chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs, chutz min ha-tefillin. That's the one exception to the rule. Rashi writes, because the Rav is the girl of Afakana. Rashi writes earlier. The Rav doing the shiva, the Rav, especially on the first day, is minuval. He's dirty, he doesn't wash his body, so it's not covered up tefillin. Tefillin has to be close to air. I can't see the chavit with the forest. Big day kudu also, Rav Yitzchok Hanah has a shiva. You have to wear big day kudu with the chavit with the forest. He says, just like the Rav can't wear feeling, so he says, Mustafa, he can't wear Big Tikkuna either. He doesn't wear Big Tikkuna, he can't do Avayda either. So Mustafa, the other young Rishon, just like he doesn't wear feeling, he can't wear Big Tikkuna, he can't do Avayda either. But that's the one exception to the rule. The mitzvah is there. Feeling, Big Tikkuna, the mitzvah has to do with the covenant with the forest. It's in contradiction to Avayda. But doing all the other mitzvahs, putting on a mezuzah on the door, has nothing to do with the covenant with the forest. Saying Krishna dominating them, taking him up, but he's aggravated. His wife just died, whatever, he's aggravated, the relative just died. Now he's going to be able to live in the province to say creation and for the Gemara? No! If he lost money on the stock market or a relative died, there's no mitzvah. The mitzvah to observe Avelis. But Avelis doesn't contain within it a mitzvah to be aggravated. Avelis requires that the person should have Avelis. Not to be aggravated.
To have the...
Not to be aggravated. That's the Gemara says not so. The Iker Mitzvah of Avelis is to feel bad about the lack of full Shemayim. That here's a person died, he used to do mitzvahs in my confession, and there's less full Shemayim now. He's not a person, in Avelis or whatever, is not supposed to be aggravated, we don't observe that din. But the Gemara says like that. You're not supposed to be aggravated about the human tragedy of Avelis. He has 10 young children, all below the age of 10, just died, and the wife is an old mother, and how is she going to be supported? Who's going to raise the children? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to be aggravated about that. If you're aggravated about that, that means you're complaining against the Baruch Hu's judgment. If you cry, the Gemara says, I'll peace cool on age. While some noodle of the Gemara says, you're not allowed to cry about the human tragedy. You have to cry about the fact that there's a lack of Kol Shamayim. But if a person is aggravated, he's aggravated that a relative died, of course, there's a human tragedy, his wife died, whatever, a relative died. Then there's no other Russian. And there's no other. If the one who died is a Russian, so there are demons, then there's no other. But when there is no Velas, the aggravation that the person is forced out and got the lack of Kosher Mayim is not supposed to interfere with his ability to daven and to say Krishna. Other than he should say twice Krishna enough to make up for the fact that this person can't say Krishna. The fact that he just can't, that's his problem. That's his problem. So the first, we should call Masha Mason, we'll tell him to give him a break. So we say that, don't do anything. Don't let him in. And then the Gemara says the first 3 days, Gimel Yom on the Bechi. The Gemara says, Leon, there's an Easter to cry. How keep coming? I'm not a cry. If you cry, what do you mean you cry? If you like crying, I'm happy with you. Say something, happy thing happens, you like cry. But to cry from aggravation means that you're complaining against the day of the Rabbanishwam. This Rabbanishwam did something that's improper, you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, Gimel Yom on the Bechi is a Heta. We can't have it. Come on, Patrick. When you tell a person to control himself, don't write off. It's theoretically a person who would be able to control himself, and we say that he shouldn't cry. The Tremis points out, he says, more like that we understand. This is much as it would want to be on the Ryan, and after he had a tragedy, someone died in his family, and then he was about to die, and someone told him that he shouldn't, because on Elfish Aver, it's Lufish Allah, and it's unhealthy, so he didn't cry. So the Sassan says, but the Gemara says, the Mois Katin Gimli Yamu Rebechi. So he says, the Gemara doesn't take us to cry, the Gemara says, I have it. If you can't control yourself, we give you a break, we allow you to cry for like a night the first few days. And after the first 3 days, there's no Hector. He's not allowed to cry. The fact that many Albanian are so aggravated that they can't concentrate, the Gemara says, that's Torah says that it's issue. It's like you lost a person on a stock market and just you're ready to pull your hair out of your head. That's the same thing with issues. You can't say that that's an ethics in this. He's aggravated about the lack of social life. Right? So, that shouldn't lead him to not to do this and that enough. That should inspire him to do more mitzvahs. Try to do something. He's not supposed to fall to peace. He's not supposed to say struggle. Like Shiva, Krishna has the same thing as Shiva, that one is not committed to land during Shiva either. Ayman is a Nidirabana, they forbid him. We are too like Tyson. They prohibited the Ayman from learning. We assume that the Russia has been ruling to a certain extent to the Tel Aviv. So the demon that on a Russia does not avail us. Question is, I mean, a person once spoke Russian out of his life. So there's no avails. So they didn't show enough. How much of a Russia does he have to be? If he has a Chodesh Mat, he's joined a different religion, there's no avails. What if he did less of avails than that? So there's a whole discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Which we show him, do you not observe avails? Yeah. Mori says that because they were basically they were Sadiqim, they did out there. Sadiqim also do out there. It's not serious. Just because the person is a Sadiq, it doesn't mean that he never does out there. They were great Sadiqim, they were Tamir HaChavim, and the fact that a great Sadiq, a great HaChavim died, but all speakers will be to be Mishabda to a certain extent. You have to teach Yidda, but everybody has to be Mishabda, and you have Amos a little bit. Because if a basic cell is going to be a Mishan, Sharam Shah Tamir HaChavim will tell us all our people. No, I think why she calls them. That they were Tzadikim and they were Tamei HaChachamim and they also died. Kimo Yom Rebecca, the first 3 days even after I needed it. The first 3 days, he did it to cry. No, to cry, the Gemara says, I'll keep calling me, you actually die. If the first he cried too much, the Gemara says, Kimo Yom Rebecca. After 3 days, the Gemara says, it's too much. I ask a lot of times, the Shiva is so busy, you have so many people coming, because the 3 days, a month later, it doesn't sink in that there's a whole 7 days of Shiva that's done. But the Gemara says, you only have a limited heifer. How much will be today, when the 3 days will be. But it doesn't mean to say there's a limit. If a person is crying too much, then he's complaining about the way that a bunch of people are. That's a precaution. That's fear. That can have a lot of... So the Gemara correct Akasha if it's based on Sfirah, the Sabbath Sfirah of the Yom Shalom, but the Gemara answers no, Amri, the answer is, doesn't talk to the Rishus. Hachatar says in Mitzvah, by Akkadis is Aksula, he's nervous that he's going to do a Mitzvah, by Akkadis is Amane, there's no Sfirah at all, he's not nervous. Rashi says in the first Perek in the Sukkot, the Sfirah is that he's nervous, she's a Sula, he's nervous and he become a Kushal. He may not do how, he may not know how to do the thing. But if she's an Almana, she was married before, she was doing it. But there's nothing to be nervous about. So Kenneth is Almana, he's not nervous, he's not called a Sikha Mitzvah. At 8 o'clock, he's not anything to lose, because he's going to do a Sikha, there's nothing to be nervous about. And if some person is a nervous person, that's very considered sure. That doesn't stop him from anything. So we tell him he has to calm down. But he's nervous about doing the mitzvah. The nervousness is about the barashus aspect of the mitzvah. But still, this is considered the hachone, the haskola. I can't say hachone. This is the haskola of the mitzvah. And a plate on mace, that's what you have to demonstrate on mace, because if you're falling to pieces, as if you have to demonstrate that you're so aggravated about the death of one of the nine slaves, that you can't concentrate on it. Okay, that's the plate on mace, to show how aggravated. Even if the person had died at 120 years old and had a full rich life and everything was wonderful, still, you have to demonstrate how the plate on mace demonstrate that there is some aggravation. So you know, that's the nature of the digital abundance, that's the end of the
week later or a month later.
The
Kabbalah
in the Sahara now. He doesn't have a dinner. He doesn't have a dinner. The Gemara says in the end of the first verse in Kiddushin, that in this week's Sedra, the end of the Sedra you have about the Midrash Behema Chaya is Metame. It has a list of the kosher behemoths and the treasure behemoths, and it has about two minutes. But the kosher says, Kol Halecha Gacham, Kol Halecha Rabat, Kol Marbe Ragram, Kol Shoros Hashem Tarot, Lai Sochum, Kishek Hashem, Osa Bachila. Certain animals are Osa Bachila. So the Gemara says that the word Gacham, animals that walk on the ground, the Gimel, Ches Rav Nun has a big Rav. But that big Rav is the Emsa, Rav the Gacham Chasi Atar Ba'isius. And it's a Rav Rabat, it's a big Rav. But the Gemara has a Shaila, the Gemara says we're not sure whether this is the last of the first half or the first letter of the second half of the Sefer. And maybe it's the middle. The Gemara says we're not sure, it's a nice Sefer, let's take a Sefer and count it up. The Gemara says I'm not going to see the Bahasir, as we say. So the Asif Sefer a little bit off on Mari Haz, so we won't be able to figure that. But the Gemara says we can't figure it out, they lost the tradition whether the Vav is the last letter of the first half, the first letter of the second half. Who says that there's an even number of letters in the system? Maybe there's an odd number of letters, and the Rav is the post in the middle. So it's an issue on Kiddush, and on Daf Lamed. The issue of quotes, no. That's the added tradition that there's an even number of letters in the system. Really, they have that tradition, so he says, Dosh Teik Luzoya. The Zohar Chodek on the left page in Shira Shirin, it says that there is Shishin Evo, and he quotes from the Megala Mukis, Megala Mukis at Kabbalah Seisha. So the Gala Mukas writes that the word Yisrael is a Rosh Hashanah, Yesh Yishim Riba Oti Yisrael. And he quotes that the Shalom HaKadosh writes the common kindness in the Sefer, that the reason why you have Yishim Riba Oti Yisrael in the Sefer Torah is the Chodim Kenega, the Yishim Riba Yidin, and calls himself that every Yid has a Chalik in the Torah. Every Yid has a Chalik in the Torah. That's the whole idea. So the same Shua says, first he quotes, because the Gemara obviously has a tradition that there's an even number of letters, not an odd number. So the Rav is either the last letter, the first letter, first letter, second. What's the sums up the desire? That it's 600,000, Shalom, and everything. Then he says, but I don't know what's going on. He says, he counted up how many letters there are in 50 Sukkim. And he says, based on that, and he looks in the end of the Chumash, how many Sukkim there are in the Sharon, and multiply. Then it's nowhere near. How is that possible? And those who count it up, they're not Shishim Rebo, it's a little bit more than half. It's a little over 300, 304,000 or something like that. 304,500 or something like that. said, how can the Zohar make such a statement? He says, what are they talking about? How do they come off the next Shishuri Rosh Yisrael? The some Achrayim say it means the Shishuri Rosh Yisrael in Torah and Aviv. You can't only be Mansubim, it'll be more. That there are certain letters in the Sefer Torah of Levushin, Hilchos Tefillin, gives you the quorum, and write an Aleph. An Aleph consists of a Vav and two Yud. So every time you have an Aleph in the Sefer, that counts for three. You have a Tzadik, is a Nun and a Yud. So every time it has a Tzadik, it's five Echim, so two I see. The Chumay. So that's, you have to calculate to see if that's right out. That's what they suggest. A whole group of Achreidim, each one independently of the other, suggests like that. And others suggest that they quote from Rav Kook, and other Gedolim suggested a different Ein Sof. That the halacha says when you write Sefer Torah, you can't have two letters touching. You have to have a space. How much of a space? Kuchuta Sairah shouldn't be touching. But between one word and the other, you have to have more of a space. How much of a space? Enough space to write an Oit Kitana, to write a letter Yud. You have to be able to write a tiny letter Yud of that split. Let's say if you have a Sefer Torah where you have big fat Oitias, and there's enough space to write a little yud and a little tiny Sefer Torah, so the pastor says that it's no good. I'll be pastor. Some say that they heard this on the pastor says that it's no good. It doesn't have the ksav of another Sefer Torah. It means the ksav of this Sefer Torah, you have enough space. And then when you have a ksuk or a stuma, you have to have, we thought that you have to have enough space to write 9 or 2. The different sheets, so 3, so we thought in 9. So that's what Rav Kook and others suggested, that in the Sefer Torah you have a lot of oisias that are shakar gabi lozon, veracious and base alish in your cup, boris, base alish. And then you have a yud in between veracious and boris, a yud in between boris and other two. That's an invisible yud. So you have to have, in the law you have to have enough space to write. And then when you have a psucha, but you have enough space to write, it's not written. It's lozon agabi lozon, it's not shakar bishakar. So that counts for 9 oisias, that counts for 9 oisias. In between every word is one ois. So they say, they think, maybe, if you add this up, that'll add up to Shishimi. I have a lot of suggestions. You get the Shishimi.